1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Yeah, and that was full of roots and rocks and lizards and...
Oh!
Maybe you don't want to walk through that at night, you know.
I have a lizard in my room, by the way.
How big?
How big is that? It's tiny.
Okay, but it's four, not, 4-inch it's, lizard.
I'm sorry, what? An inappropriate remark from the audience. Please disregard that. It was not amusing.
I don't listen to them. They're terrible people.
It was hurtful. Yeah, I saw it on the wall as we were turning out the lights last night.
Really?
Yeah.
And you still said, nah, I'm going to bed.
Okay.
Because a much better story would have been Clark Griswold.
Right.
Tearing apart the room right before bedtime to get a lizard that just winds up running out of.
One, the simplest story is I get out of bed, I smash the small, they're lizards, right? That's all they are, right?
Well, there's a lot of different kinds of lizards.
Yeah, right, that's what I mean. So I don't know what kind it was even.
I don't know, did it have fur? Then no, it wasn't a lizard.
No, it did not have fur.
Okay, all right. It had legs?
It did.
Kind of looked like a snake with legs? Well, it's a lizard then.
Long tail.
All right.
So, simplest story.
Did it hop?
No.
All right.
No, there was no hopping. It just ran on the wall. But okay. No problem. No problem running.
Did it have antlers?
No.
We're still good then.
No, it was small, so it could. I didn't see any antlers.
All right. Did it have a blowhole?
It was, like I said, it was small. It was the other side of the room.
All right.
So.
All right. I'm all out of lizard.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So the simplest story would be I get out of bed. I grab a shoe or a sandal or something.
Some appropriate footwear.
And I
let's see. I got my sandals and my tennis shoes and my lizard smashers. You pack everything? Yes.
Now, let's just say, let's keep it easy. I get up. I smash it. Boom. Done. Right?
Yep.
But even if I just smash it with the shoe, now, is there one on the wall behind us now? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so they're everywhere.
Where?
Don't pay attention. There's probably no.
I know. You are horrible people. Just shut up.
So I get up and I smash it. What do I leave behind?
Oh,
all kinds of lizard residue, right? Now I got a big splotch on the wall where I killed a lizard.
Yeah.
Now do I have to get a washcloth and wipe the wall off, all that stuff? You know, I don't feel like
get
doing
rid of
that.
The evidence because they're very ecologically, you know,
okay,
aware
that,
here.
That's the other thing. What are the laws that if I smash a lizard, would do, all of a sudden they would get a knock?
How's it going, eh? Out smashing lizard? That sounds like a saying.
Close smashing a lizard today.
Oi, Rock, right. You know what? Right. You know what, Rock? Bobby smashed a lizard last night, eh? Know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, yes.
Got off the lizard and give it a good smash. That's disgusting.
It is.
That'd be something Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah,
smash
you know
the lizard, will
what is smashing the lizard?
Write that down.
That's an album title.
That should be on a t-shirt.
Smash lizard.
Yeah. Smashing the lizard.
Smashing the lizard.
No, I don't want that on an album.
No,
what? That's horrible.
Could you imagine the artwork?
Yeah.
No.
A little visual there for the crowd. That's why you want to come on the trip. Okay, so let's say I get up and I just...
Get up and smash a lizard.
Get up, smash a lizard, straight back to bed it was.
You know how it is when you're tired right after smashing a lizard. Get all sleepy.
Okay, so I smash it. I smashed the lizard.
And there's stuff everywhere.
I'm gonna need a washcloth, are you? I gotta clean it up. It's all over the wall. That doesn't sound good when you're calling room server or housekeeping.
Right.
Hello, housekeeping. Send up housekeeping with some rags or smash the lizard in.
Some book smashing a lizard up in room 425.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. That's
right.
Terrible.
Right.
So, okay, so you didn't do that.
But the other thing was, let's say I do smash the lizard. Stop.
Get out some more pornography.
Right. Have I broken any Costa Rican laws? Are they protected?
I don't know.
Like, you can't just smash a lizard.
We took our nature walk, and, you know, the guy said, don't smash these frogs, because...
How come that doesn't sound as bad?
Smashing a frog?
Hey, you throw a lizard in there, and all of a sudden, it's game on.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Rock almost stepped on a howler monkey, a baby howler monkey the other day.
Oh,
what
was it doing?
What was it doing on the floor?
I think it fell out of the tree.
Okay, so it's on the ground?
Yeah.
Near your room or near the pool? Or
no, this is over by the monkey bar.
Oh.
And we went into the woods up a little path there.
Different paths to get there. You could just stay all the way on the sand.
Yeah.
You can head, like, right into the woods, and there's a barbed wire fence you can kind of...
And it into the woods to smash a lizard.
Come along. And I encountered a lizard in a tree on that walk.
Okay.
And it was probably about a 2.5-footer. It was pretty big.
Bigger than my lizard.
Yeah, it's not talking about the size of lizards.